Esrog also lechol b'shvi. You can't eat the esrog on the seventh day of Sukkot. Esrog b'shvi is also shehuk to lechol shiva. At the beginning of Yom Tov, you designated the esrog to use for all 7 days, so therefore it's going to be also even after you finish using it on the seventh day, you cannot. It's been designated for mitzvah purposes. You can't eat it afterwards. Shrehuk to the Chol Shiva. Afilu nipsal akra she'osu boy mitzvah. Also Chol Shiva. Even if it became posel, the designation was the designation and remains in effect. Vashvini Yetzera says mutter. So on the eighth day, it's mutter. Ubechutz l'oritz. Shoysim shneyam in tovim shel golius. Also, af peshmini umutter b'tishi. It's the seventh, the eighth day, which the suffix is we deal with as if it possibly was the seventh day. So it's going to be also because it's part of Sukkot. Still, it was designated for the usage on Sukkot. But on the eighth, on the ninth day, which is definitely not Sukkot, it's mutter. Mechalius Becher B'Shabbos. Yes, sure. Mechalius Becher B'Shabbos. When day 9 falls out to be on Motzei Shabbos, we could argue the following: that when we deal with day 8 and day 9, we argue there's a Mamona Shabbos. If day 8 was really the 8th day, so the Esrog was much on the 8th day anyway. And the 9th day is really weekdays. It indicates that the sun's gym come out of his birth. If day 9 was really the 8th day, right? So then day 8 was not a day of Yom Tov B'chlal.
Not a day of Sukkot.
Right, it was not a day of Yom Tov. Okay. But now when you add Shabbos into the mixture, it comes out by Shabbos being the last day, this item is now becoming usable on the following day. That's a hachana issue, a passive hachana issue, which we saw before in Yom Tov a few times, that even in the case of the passive, but because of that day, the next day it makes it mutter, that's a problem. So he says, no, it's mutter. It's up to its oster. Mishabura. So, you already did the mitzvah with it. So, it's mutter on the it's also on that day. Also, rechila. But you pointed out that you're allowed to smell it because smelling never was also, because smelling never was a contradiction to the ability to use it for the mitzvah. So, the haksaw that you did was never a haksaw for mitzvah purposes. Okay. L'chol Shiva. He asked it for all 7 days. Now, if he free shoy, l'yom echad, and also l'yom echad, b'var aralev. Let's say originally you designated the esrog, I'm using the esrog for 1 day, and after I'm going out of town, I'm not taking it with me, wherever I go, somewhere else, I get an esrog there. So you originally designated your esrog to only use for 1 day, the first day of Sukkot. So it's only also that day, but within that day you have the same thing. Even though you already finished the mitzvah, it remains muksa for the rest of the day. So here this is a muksa, it's a haksa, l'shem mitzvah, which is relevant even though it's a weekday, it's a chol hamoed. But the haksa is l'shem mitzvah, not the Shabbos and Yom Tov. If you've designated for mitzvah purposes, you can't use it for something else. In the case where it was the first day, which was Yom Tov, you have the mile of haksos Yom Tov, but that's irrelevant for this discussion. This is the haksos mitzvah, which is not totally in weekday versus Yom Tov. And chutz l'oritz is also even on the 8th day. Af b'shmini the husavik shvi. It's also on the 8th day, because it's possibly the 7th day. B'hinat haz helo dim nifsol yesh l'hokl b'shmini. Because the Mechaber said, even if it became posel, the original haksa is valid, And that the fact that it became possible afterwards doesn't change anything. The Taz comes and says, in a case where there was psul, you make all shmini yama b'chamzano chelik olah b'chikos b'chnus shiritua l'hachma. So there's no difference whether it became nifsal or not, the 8 days to l'asr. Even if day 9 turns out to be, day 9 is Mutter, even if it falls out to be on Mutter Shabbos. Well, as soon as we talk about, we don't answer the Esrog on Mutter Shabbos because of Hakonah, that Shabbos is what's completing the process and making it Mutter and available for Mutter Shabbos. So that's the case where there was the case of the Beya was noiled on Shabbos. The Shabbos didn't do anything, but the fact that it was born on Shabbos is what made it available to have on Sunday. We have a rule that Shabbos can't be Mechav L'Yomtiv. So Shabbos can't be what facilitates having it available on Sunday, on Yomtiv. On Chol, you don't need a Chana. So it's not that Shabbos is Mechav for Chol, there's no need for a Chana. There's a need for hachana, i.e., that it should be muchen for beforehand to use. Shabbos cannot generate that status. So an egg which is born on Shabbos cannot be used on Yom. Right? That was the story we had before. Right? That makes sense. Aries, with that. So saying so.
About that in the Sech debate. So.
Right. That's so now. Correct. So now, take that idea and apply it to the Esrig. So this Esrig is not usable on Yom Tov. Right, it's not usable on Yom Tov, which is day 8, which is Shabbos, and now Motzei Shabbos is usable. But the only reason why it's usable on Motzei Shabbos is because it was there beforehand on Shabbos. So the Chara says, no, but the item was there. Shabbos didn't make it there. It was ready in the world before Shabbos. So it's not that type of achana. Shabbos didn't generate the item. And regardless of the issue of achana, the fact that you've done something to make it usable, you didn't. So where's the achana? Shartzian and Sichotin Beis points it out. But so Larmar. Davke Beis Lo Hoya Boilam Menasim and Maisa Shanelu B'Shabbes Zeh Mikra Achana. Something happened to make it available. That's called achana. And the achana of Shabbos doesn't work for Yom. Mashen Ken Hocha Shelo Nasim by Maisa. Lo Be The Yom. Lo Be The Shemay. El Dabar Bo Mimelo Ayirei Osman. So it was Osir, now the time finished, and now it's Mutter, now it's available. So it's not called Shabbos being made. Let me create a chon. B'yesh Osir, Sipkot Nvov, back in the Mishabur. Shilu Degam B'zeh Shaykh, Achon HaKim and Shoy, Osir B'yoyim, it was Osir the day before, now became Mutter. That's the case of the Be'yesh Shanolda, where it's Osir the day that it's born, it's Mutter the next day, and that's not acceptable. Most poskim are matter like the first opinion. Mechaber also presents it like that. Mechaber presents that's mutter. Some say it's also. Okay.
What would be Eisah Surak? We're talking about eating it, right?
It's just eating it. Talking about eating it.
I guess if you've got a, it would enhance your yom tov.
Going to eat an esrog. I mean, I'm not eating a sorghum, but you know, if you like the sorghum.
Well, in Yom Tov, you could even cook it.
So. That's true, too. I'm still not eating it even cooked. But, base. Hifr shir sorghum shir yaman, kalech and yetzibai barach lalamacher. Abu yama osir shahuk to the cholosiyam. Since the point we said that for the day that it's designated for usage, the whole day becomes osir. So you had 7, you say you use a different one, so it'd be only osir for that day. Lamacher lav dafka the wood and malai lamutter. Lamacher doesn't mean the following dafka daytime. It could be the night the night after that day is ready mutter. He says, "Reber Berner Berechia, mistabek echtinoling and benashmoshes."
Should this be barbor?
So what would be in regards to Ben Shmoshes? Could you take advantage of the item Ben Shmoshes? Say, Savak, the Rabban, the Kula, it's a muksa d'rabbanan. The suffix of the haksor benish moshe says maybe it's ready lila and it's mutter. That is musupik about. Tav resh samach vav. Dinei sukkah b'yom shvi. Cases of esrog in yom shvi. Now what about sukkah in yom shvi? Oh, we should gomer milechol b'yom shvi shachris. You had your last meal. They only 2 meals a day. So you had a meal in the morning of Hoshana Rabba. We'll be eating again. Ready in the night of Shmini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael. So you're not eating the sukkah anymore. Well, Yisrael Sukkot, you should not take the sukkah apart. Because the sukkah is still to be used. There's lying down in there. There's learning in there. There's other purposes. It's called a kelim. You can take all the kelim. Min a mincha l'mahalo. After ready the time of mincha. And then you can bring the items and use and set up the house for the an honor of the last day. V'im elo the fathers kalov rotzalecha b'shmini. If you have nowhere to move the items to, so he doesn't have where to eat in the house, and the sukkah would be a great place to eat, and it's nice out. The problem is, it looks like you're doing it the shem mitzvah. So therefore, tzarach lifchis ba mokim arba al arba, lasis heker shu yoshib ba shalom the shem mitzvah sukkah. You have to remove in the schach a piece which is 4x4. You now have an empty spot which is the size of a mokim of dal al dal, which is a mokim chashuv that you remove from the schach, which acts as a heker to indicate you're not sitting in the sukkah of the shem mitzvah anymore. Shouldn't look at you being moisif onto the mitzvah. If the person left the sukkah up and it's now 2 weeks later, he wants to go sit in the sukkah and enjoy spending some time in the sukkah. Mutter, you're not doing the same mitzvah. You're just because you want to enjoy the place.
And that would apply in Eretz Yisrael on Shmini.
But Shmini is more chomer. Because Shmini is the day immediately after Shvi, and it looks like you're being moisev onto the mitzvah. So there, for Shmini, you have to do some act of making the sukkah not indicating that you're not using the shem mitzvah by removing this part of the schach. But if you didn't do that on Shmini, you want to do it a week later, then you don't have to remove any schach, he's saying. Because it's obvious you're not doing the shem mitzvah.
So this would be the same deen in Eretz Yisrael as in Kutz Laretz.
This is talking about Eretz Yisrael.
Why did you say that, Rabbi?
We're not
talking about
Chutz Lord. We'll get to Chutz Lord.
What?
We'll get to Chutz
Lord
next.
What does it take talking about?
Because it's the Mechaber.
V'im hutzach lisa b'shar hayayim, sarach lechol b'sukkah, she's also called Shiva. Now, that even though you're removing the items, you still need to eat in the sukkah on day 7. This is all talking about an Eretz Yisrael, but in the Chutz Lord, which you actually sit in the sukkah on the 8th day, so this conversation doesn't make any sense of removing everything from the sukkah on the 7th day. You're still sitting in the sukkah on the 8th day, right? You don't have to, and you don't remove the stock on the 8th day because you have to sit in the sukkah on the 8th day, right? So the question now, what would be on the 9th day, right? Gomer milechol b'yom hashmini, when you finish eating on the 8th day, Marid Caleb, my father Oisom Mimana. You can take the Caleb out of the sukkah into the house. If you have no place to eat inside and you want to continue eating in the sukkah on the 9th day. So now what do you do? So you can't say, well, I'll remove some of the skak. You can't take off the skak on Yom Tov. And a yokal lifchis bomim neshu hu Yom Tov. It's Yom Tov and you can't remove the skak either because the skak, it's an act of spink sois or an oil. Or because it's muksa. So now what do you do to make a heker to indicate that you're not sitting in the sukkah of the shei mitzvah? Again, if it would be a gap between the mitzvah and using it, that's not a problem. But since it's immediately the day after the mitzvah is ending, it looks like you're being moistened onto the mitzvah. You're extending the mitzvah. So what do? Yamim. if it's small to the point that you shouldn't put an air inside of it, because that will
not for danger purposes, but because it makes it difficult to live.
To use the area because it's so small, and you have to give the nair some space. Mm-hmm. So here you'll put the nair in because it makes it. That's obviously you're not using the shemitzah because mm-hmm. you're not supposed to have an air in the sukkah when it's the zman mitzvah. Putting a nair in the gedolah doesn't indicate anything because you ought to put a nair into sukkah gedolah. Mahu's book there is the chorus. You bring in the pots, you bring in the serving bowls. Mm-hmm. We said before you're not allowed to bring the pots or the serving bowls into the sukkah itself. You have because that's a bizarre for the sukkah. So on this day, you bring it in, indicating it no longer has Kedusha Sukkah. It's not a Sukkah anymore. And that'll be your hecker that you're not sitting there in the Shemitz.
Why is it any less of a problem in Eretz Yisrael than in Chutz Laretz to remove part of the Sukkah?
You'll remove it on the day 7.
Yeah.
Before.
And why can't you do that in Chutz Laretz?
It's Yom Tov. Because day 8, you're sitting in the Sukkah and eating. And he wasn't Chassidish. So he sat in the Sukkah. On 8 days, you can't remove the schach. You need the schach there.
No. Oh, and you can't do it on day 7.
Because you need the sukkah for day 8.
Oh, so we're talking about actually puzzling this. Is that going to puzzle the whole sukkah?
It wouldn't necessarily puzzle all the sukkah, but as much as you made a sukkah that size, you need a sukkah that size. Theoretically, you could do it in a way which wouldn't puzzle the sukkah, and you could,
as a hacker.
Right, but practically, it's not such an 8. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Come on. You have to sleep there, you have to learn there. If you need to eat again, you have to eat in there, so you can't take apart the sukkah, you need the sukkah. So mincha ketana onwards, what you would do is you would take out the kelim and be misak in the bais. Man, the animal of the fan is gimel. Ritzalar m'shelam mokim acher lechol. He has no other place to eat. Tzarach lechol be yomtev acher m'sukkah. You need to sit in the sukkah to eat. Because that's a place to eat. The problem is. It looks like you're being messed around to the mitzvah. So, kaponim tzarach lifchis bo, you need to remove part of the tzach. Menira the hainu kader meshkin tzacham. You'll do that before Yom Tov starts. But you try and do it as late as possible, just before shkia. Then you zdam lo oid lechol begavon, because you might need to eat the sukkah otherwise. So you don't want to start taking apart the sukkah and then need the sukkah. So you remove alar bo alar bo. Avagav the aver poisel b'shloisha tvachim. The psul of aver is 3 tvachim. So why do you need 4x4? Just make it a thing of 3x3, or three. We come walk a man heker kolkach im loyke shapuches b'schach dal adal shu shir mokum koshim. The point over here is that you need to create an obvious psul, an obvious issue in the schach that you're not using the sukkah l'shemitz anymore, and that requires a noticeable place, but that's totally in 4x4. And the Sharatzian points out to cotton bays, Ritwa says, why 4 not 3? Shir Abel Apostle is 3. Barber Av, Kishain, and he tells Barber, the issue is not Psul over here. Because she ate all the fathers, the issue is Adayan Heksher Sukkah. You have 4 walls, and you're going to have a Heksher, even with this gap over here, 4x4 in the middle, you didn't pass the Sukkah. Keep a simon top reach on the base, a base back off, Hilahi, Kol supports, Besuk Schach, Shir Dal Fachim, Makum Choshev, Hekera, Avi, Lunirkamois. Once you remove the significant portion, it doesn't look like you're being moist about 10 minutes anymore.
If you remove any more than Dalad, is that a problem?
No, it's fine. then at least that amount. Okay. Hey, kemoisiv. It shouldn't look like you're being moisiv onto the mitzvah. You're not saying I believe the mitzvah of sukkah extends another day. I'm saying practically I need a place to eat, so it's not really being moisiv onto the mitzvah. To be over this or being moisiv when it's not the zman hamitzvah, that requires a person has intent, needs is only true if he has intent to add onto the mitzvah. B'shas the mitzvah itself, that could be you're over this or about toys even without kavanah. So a person that didn't have kavanah to be moisiv onto the mitzvah, he puts five sections into the tefillin, right? So he's got a problem. A person puts extra minimum into the dollar minimum. You know, we spoke about that. That's the case we came up over here. He wasn't, you know, thinking b'daf because he wants to be moisiv. He's saying, you know, it's a good idea to carry it together. You end up with five things. So that can be a problem. But Shlom is not mitzvah. You're only over if you're doing it the shame, the kavan of the shame host office. Yeah. Okay. If you want to eat the sukkah after after the eighth day, you don't need to be poiches. It only looks like a problem in your voice to be a mashmini. They shoot some of chag. It's immediately after the yom. It looks like you're trying to extend the yom, the chag, which is not. So that you need to make a hecker to indicate that you're not doing that. Person goes in the middle of summer and sits down. He just got a sukkah up, so he sits on the sukkah. You don't think he's doing come out of the shame mitzvah. He's enjoying the pleasant shade of the sukkah. If you, even after this is true that you've removed some of the items, if you need to eat again, you need to sit in the sukkah. Shari Yom, I feel the Ben Shemosh. The point is, even though it's already, Ben Shemosh is going from sukkahs, from Cholam Moed sukkahs into the eighth day. But if a person would have any reason why he'd have to eat Ben Shemosh, he has to eat in the sukkah because it's Safek Daraisa. And the possibility that Ben Shemosh is still day, he must eat in the sukkah.
Would make a bracha.
No bracha. Okay, then he said, Chutz Loritz, which you have to sit in the sukkah on the eighth day. So when you finish eating on the eighth day, Kamer Lechel B'yem HaShmini, Hanashin died to Oid Lechel Kalayim, he does not plan to eat again. That's not the situation. For example, Miklah b'Shabbat start classes sort of shlishis b'sukkah the whole yom yeshki b'sukkah mishum sveik of the yom. We're not saying that you're relieving responsibility after the meal, the morning meal. If it's a case where Shabbos, you must eat sort of shlishis in the sukkah also. So in some case where it wasn't Shabbos, the person had no intent to eat anymore after the meal in the morning. So lachas over there. He could take away his kalim out of the sukkah. Murray Caleb, he takes his, and he takes it out of the sukkah and brings it into the house. Hanamin Aminu Chetad Olamal, again, that's done later in the day. The Shmini, the Bechutz, the Lord, Hukiyam, Yeshchiyav, Sukkah, Mishum Sekel, Yom, the Kolhayim. I skipped. No. Sorry, we're going to see in Tavri Samach Zayin the issue of Hachana. Why isn't this issue of Hachana? You're taking the Kalim out of the Sukkah on the eighth day for the ninth day. You're from Hachana from one day Yom Tov to the next. So we'll see why that's not a problem. Because meanwhile, you want to wait till later. It should be Nicker. You're doing the Kavod Yom Tov. Okay, that's what he seems to be reading over here. So we said if it's a small sukkah, you can't put the nair in there. So the eighth is to put it inside. This is talking about only on the ninth day. Kippur, the eighth day also. He says, the Shemini, Safik Shemini, Huli the Dan, okay, instead of Sefer Morocha, Shonach is born there, Ukarder Bashemini. No, Yitzhak Lechabo, but Yafshal the Apostle. His Rosh Bashasim Hedge Bashemini, like another Gam Bashem Shemini. They seem to say on the eighth day. What's the argument nowadays that we're b'kiyim b'yisik l'yayimu? So we have a problem of potential looking like you're being moisif, even on day eight. So maybe we should b'davka do these things on day eight also. So he says, no, he doesn't think that that's correct, because we're tarkiyim b'yisik l'yayimu. We need to use the sukkah on the eighth day properly. Then he found the Rosh seemed to say that you put move it in on the eighth day. He says maybe he doesn't mean that. Yeah. So if it's a large one, and there is not getting into the canon, I think the answer is bring in pots, etc. Hakav Hashem Sula. The Mechaber Zok Alosh and Ripes of Sukkah. Hashem Barad Miraman Ramban. The Ena Kavana Shem Nisalas Mekach. The Sukkah doesn't become actually possible by having pots in it. But to learn, show you the hacker, the apostle. So the Yeshiva of the terrorist sukkah zechag. Since the rule is you're not supposed to bring it in, if you bring it in the case you're not planning to use this as a sukkah for mitzvah purposes. Everybody else, similar to the Rishon Lezion, Mishnah Berurah, the cotton wool, Mishnah Tzitzit, and Shom. Right, bringing the path doesn't make it possible. Fine. So that is Esrig, you know, Dal Minim, simply Esrig. We spoke about the Sukkah. What about Noi Sukkah? Tavar Sama Zayin. Sukkah Mani Yav Asur and Gam Kol Shmini. Sukkah Mani Yav Asur and Gam Shmini. So you put in, let's say, Paris, Mishabur says, what you now want to eat. You hung them up. So they're all served to eat on the eighth day, even in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Ubechus lor shosim shnei yamim taivim. Osir gam pitashi. Chus lor shosim also even on the ninth day. Shusavik shmini. Now what's the logic? Why would we say that? Because let's say in Eretz Yisrael, so it comes that all 7 days the Noi Sukkah Rasser, because you designate them for the purpose of the Sukkah. Now it comes Benish Moshes of day 7 going into day 8. So Benish Moshes, I cannot take at that point in time either, because maybe it's the day 7 still. So I have to make a conscious decision not to use it during that time. That will now act as a haksah that you decided Benish Moshes not to use it. Well, if you decided Benish Moshes not to use it, it's also the whole day. It's the whole day 8, it's also. In Chutz La'aretz, where day 8 functions as a possibility of day 7. So now going into day 9, you have the same issue. Benish Moshes, I can't use it because maybe it's day 8 still, which is really day 7. Right? And therefore, I decide not to use it. Once I decide to use it, I've decided at the beginning of the ninth day not to use it, so it remains also the whole day.
Kavanah doesn't help with that, I guess. Because Maisa, the remarks that Benish Moshes for the new day.
We remarked the Benish Moshes. If someone's the Moksha Benish Moshes, remains the Moksha the rest of the day.
Yeah. I mean, even if it doesn't help to have Kavanah, oh, I'm only being Moksha just out of suffering because.
Right. Well, it doesn't help that I'm only max it just Benish Moshes, because once it's Benish Moshes, it remains the rest of the time. We will see an argument which says that, so what you're sort of doing is using the previous day against it. Why don't we argue, the only reason why it says Benish Moshes is because maybe it's earlier day. If it's earlier day, it wasn't the haksah of the new day. Benish Moshes is, I'm saying, the time when Shabbos starts, or Yom Tov starts, I'm deciding to put it away.
Right.
The only reason why we're here is also because maybe it's still the day before. Yeah. So as much as it's still the day before, it's not the Zman of Haksor for the new day. So Monoshach, we should argue that. So we'll see. Nechal Shabbos wants to Yom Tov Harkon Shachag, Noigim Shalom Lestabek Min Noisuk Ad Motzei Shabbos. So the case where it was Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, so Shina Tzeres is on Yom Chamishi, and Simchas Torah is on Yom Shishi, and then Yom Shabbos. Some say that not only is it Osir on the ninth day, which is Erev Shabbos, it remains also going into the tenth day also. Some say it's Mutter. You can't be meichad on the day of Yom Tov for the following nights. You can't take the tables and the benches out of the sukkah into the house. We said, oh, you can take the kelim, but you can't take the tables and the chairs in. So what's the difference, right? So that's Mishnah Berurah before, or the right? Mishnah Berurah before sent you
to see it.
To take a look at what we're going to say at the end of the Siman Tov Reis Samach Zayin. That's what he's referring to over here at this point. So let's at least start the Mishnah Berurahs. Menoya, Hano Kishiitu Bimine Perish Shetola Balenoy. You hung up fruits in the sukkah. And I'm still, you know, I still. I'm old enough to have seen people doing that, you know, hanging apples on the sukkah, those type of things.
Now they're all plastic.
Now they're all plastic or metal, whatever it is. They actually used to actually hang apples, pears.
Wouldn't they get kind of disgusting?
My mother would wrap them in a plastic bag, uh-huh, so they wouldn't get wet. Uh-huh. Apparently her mother did like that in Europe also. She hung fruit in the sukkah. Let's say you put tapestries around the walls. Mm-hmm. So we did discuss that there are possible ways of making a tanai which allow you to move it. So people were like, to rely on that, they make a tanai to allow you to remove it because of the concern of it being stolen. Or because of rain.
Interesting. If you're concerned about being stolen, then why did you have it out there in the first time? I mean, there was plenty of opportunities for Ganavim during Sukkot, too.
Well, during Sukkot, you're in the Sukkot the whole time.
Yeah, if you really, really, I mean.
Right. But, you know, Shemina Teres.
Maybe they're Jewish Ganavim we're talking about, because they know, you know, when the opportunity is.
That's very possible. They definitely were Jewish Ganavim.
They also know what's it. They can recognize what's an expensive tapestry.
That's true too. Okay. They're also on the eighth day. Now, why is that? So it's like this. So we just argued because Ben Shmosha is Muksa, but Ben Shmosha is only really Muksa because of the possibility of the previous. That's really the previous day. As much as that's true, it's not the Zman of Haksol, the new day. You can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't call it. It's maybe the earlier day, and therefore it's muksa. Maybe it's a later day, and it's muksa the later day, and therefore it's osur. As much as it's the later day, it's not muksa anymore. So how do you understand that? So Shabura says like this in Subcotton base. The aks over here is not due to the issur which was there from earlier in the day. It's because of a conscious decision which I'm going to make now. What is that? A person would have a need to go into the sukkah to eat. He'd have a need to eat later on in the day. He'd have to eat in the sukkah because the suffix maybe it's still a day which is chayim and sukkah. See, here it's not just since it was also earlier that remains also later, that's not fair. As much as it's also earlier because it's earlier then, it's not the later then, it's the Haksor. So forget about Osir Mutter. I've decided at this point in time to use this, the Tzarech Safak Mitzvah. So that is a Haksor of its own. I'm designating it now for Mitzvah purposes, Misafik, and not for other purposes. So that's a conscious decision which I'm making, as it were, not due to the previous day, but due to the fact that I have responsibility to use the sukkah now. So that's this is how Tosis explains the Gemara explains this. Tosis explains this concept. Why it's muksa? You don't say that mitzad yom shalavar. You don't say muksa on the coming day, which is true, because that's not the issue over here. The issue over here is what's ushering it is not the fact that it was ushered earlier today makes it ushered later to this evening. But the fact that Ben Shemosh says, I must actively decide to use the sukkah because of the suffix mitzvah, so I've decided to use it for mitzvah purposes. So that itself is a haksah. So it means even if really it's the following day, I decided to use it for mitzvah, misafik. So I was maksit, then you can't use it for so the whole day remains muksa. Make sense?
So even though you didn't actually use it, but the fact that you might.
Right. So okay, let's hold it here. We'll hold the Mishra, Mishra, Scott, and Gimel. Officially, tonight was page 273. So on page 270, we're closing the gap, Rabbi. So we're three amudim behind, or a little more, three and a half amudim behind.
Less than three is
lovely. Less than three is lovely.